News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
In fabulousness, he has no equal. Rob Senner, our great producer. He's why Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Everything Podcasts has the Sunrise shows on it immediately after the interviews are conducted. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. He's our great producer this morning. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, and prolific tweeter. His appearances are always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg, campustheater.org. Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you coming in. We got a lot to talk about in a short amount of time here. So let's start out with Top Gun Maverick.
I love Top Gun. I saw it opening night in 1986. I've seen it many times since. I love Top Gun. Top Gun Maverick is even better. Tom Cruise returns as hotshot pilot Pete Mitchell. He's called back to Top Gun to train a group of young pilots so they'll be ready to take on a dangerous, nearly impossible mission to bomb an enemy nation's uranium plant. One of those pilots, played by Miles Teller, is the son of his former wingman Goose, and the kid blames Maverick for his father's death. Jennifer Connelly also stars as Maverick's love interest, who helps provide some stability in his life. When Top Gun came out, the use of aerial footage using real jets was groundbreaking. The actors were in fake cockpits, but the flying stuff was very real. Both filmmaking and airplane technology have improved since that time, allowing for Cruise and the others to be in actual jets, experiencing real G-force, and participating in authentic maneuvers. That adds a whole extra layer of excitement. The last half hour in particular is one of the most exciting things I've ever seen on screen. The movie also has a better constructed, more emotion-driven story, and the obligatory callbacks to the original add meaning rather than simply feeling like fan service. Top Gun Maverick is a superior sequel that offers high-flying entertainment from beginning to end. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 Icemans.
In honor of Iceman. Okay,
yes.
Super. Okay, well, what can be said? Tom Cruise, still a fabulous actor and still a big draw, and still, you know, despite anything you can say about him, he's just super.
He is really kind of a rarity these days. He's one of the few people committed to delivering big, exciting events on screen. You know, we have the Marvel movies, and that's kind of an event because, you know, it's a new Marvel movie, but he's out there making these films, taking things up a notch, like in this. I mean, he flies his own plane in the movie, as do the other actors. They filmed themselves and operated the cameras while they were up in the air. You know, very few people are doing that these days. He is a genuine old-school movie star in that sense, and we're lucky to still have him around.
Cost to make something like this?
This was probably pretty expensive. You know, they had to equip all of these jets with camera systems, and they had to train all the actors, and then, of course, the salaries. So I'm sure it was a very, very expensive film to make. But I have a feeling it's going to make its money back. I think this is probably going to be one of the biggest hits of the summer, if not the biggest.
Okay. Well, plus, you got to work with the U.S. Army and the U.S. Navy. That's always expensive when you engage the whole armed forces of the U.S. Should I watch Top Gun again before I see this?
It helps. You don't need to. There's really only one thing that they need to explain, which is the situation with Goose from the original, and they do that by showing clips from the original. But I did notice that I rewatched the original again about a week and a half ago, and I was able to appreciate little subtle things that they did in the movie. There are certain things that they kind of subtly replicate. Like in the original, when Tom Cruise and them are sitting there waiting to be trained and Kelly McGillis walks down the aisle between them, they replicate this shot when Tom Cruise shows up to train his his people. So, you know, it's just like little things like that that you'll appreciate if you go back and rewatch the movie again.
Well, that would be fine. It's not torturous to watch that movie. I've seen it a couple of times myself. And anybody else we're going to keep an eye out for in the future who's in this particular film?
Miles Teller has been establishing himself as one of the most interesting young actors around. He's got a pretty impressive resume as it is, Whiplash, of course, being one of his more notable films. And he's very good in this. And the funny thing is they have made him look like Anthony Edwards in Top Gun. It was a really great choice to play that character's son.
I saw that in the trailer. You could say, oh, my gosh, the hair and
the mustache.
Everything looks the same, so to speak. Okay. So Top Gun starts at theaters today and just in theaters.
And you should definitely see it in the theater. See this on the biggest screen you can with the best sound because this movie is a ride.
All right. And our AMC theater has this in theater number one, I hope, right now.
I saw it in the biggest theater. Yeah, they have it on multiple screens, so you have lots of opportunities to catch it.
So you'll see that. Okay, fantastic. Okay, Top Gun Maverick for...
For Icemans in honor of Val Kilmer's character.
All right, fantastic. All right, so Top Gun Maverick is out. We got three mini reviews today, more than usual, so let's launch into them. Downton Abbey, they could go on stage and just show a carriage sitting there, and I would love it, but Downton Abbey, A New Era.
Yeah, and this is when a film crew comes to Downton Abbey to make a movie. I never saw a single episode of the TV show. I only saw the previous film, and I feel about this one the same way I did about that one, which is that you can follow it. As long as you understand at least the basic gist of what Downton Abbey is, you can go and see this movie and appreciate it. And it's very well acted. It has very sharp dialogue. The storyline about the silent movie being filmed in Downton Abbey is fun. And, you know, it's a little overstuffed because they have so many characters and they try to give everybody their moment in the film in under 2 hours. So a little bit overstuffed, but I really enjoyed it. So 3 stars for Downton Abbey, A New Era. And all that's right. Coming from somebody who, you know, I'm only familiar with the movies.
Oh, you should enjoy I think you would enjoy the TV show. Okay, so Downton Abbey, New Era. Yeah, funny, too. Kind of quick lines, but of course, wit is part of the series that was on. Same actors. It appears as though they pulled the cast together again.
Yep, everybody's back.
Is there going to be a new one? An additional one, then? Is this one of those things that comes out in threes?
It's hard to say. It depends on how well this one does. This one opened to about half what the original did a few years ago, but that one had kind of an event status because the show had been off the air and this was kind of seen as the big finale, and now they're extending it. So it'll depend on how this one performs over the long haul.
And where do I see it?
In theaters.
And that's it, just theaters for now. All right. Men. Not quite sure what to make out of this particular one. I saw the trailer. Who knows?
Well, it's an example of art house horror. It's a horror movie, but it's not a thing where somebody jumps out and yells boo or a monster countryside. And she's trying to get a divorce. I won't give that away. It's anything more than that because the male up a notch. And guilt. And I really like it always. So 3.5 star movie if you're looking for the comedy that uses the genre to say those.
Okay.
And we're in theaters.
So we are. This sounds like what?
RRR. This is a film from India a couple months ago in the United States. Non-stop and CG work. An audience of people who love. It's like Office Space or something like that. Along everybody's seen it. Some people, but it goes so fun. 4 stars, theaters and on Netflix, and Roar Revolt.
Roar Revolt. Okay, super. Thank you. Yeah. I picked that up slowly throughout the trailer and realized it wasn't about big trucks. Okay. Kevin Spacey, sexual assault accusations overseas.
Yes, Kevin Spacey has now been charged with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men in the UK. Two of the sexual assaults took place in London in March 2005 against one person, and the third act occurred in August 2008 with another individual. So Kevin Spacey, it looks like now, is on the precipice of being held accountable for these accusations that have been made against him.
All right, and Ray Liotta died. Holy smokes.
This was a shocker. He died very unexpectedly at the age of 67 while in the Dominican Republic shooting a film. And one of those actors who was always the most interesting thing on screen whenever he was on, even in a movie like Goodfellas where he's opposite Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. You couldn't take your eyes off this guy. He was so talented. And my recommendation, he made many great films, but my recommendation is a movie he did in the 80s called Something Wild, directed by Jonathan Demme. He co-starred with Melanie Griffith and Jeff Daniels. Comes in about halfway through the movie and completely changes the course of the film. He is so brilliant in it, and it's one of my all-time favorite movies. So if you want to appreciate Ray Liotta and you've seen Field of Dreams and Goodfellas and, you know, the familiar ones of his, go and rent Something Wild, and I guarantee you, you will be just absolutely hypnotized by his performance in this film.
All right, you were tweeting this week about Winnie the Pooh having a horror film out there.
This character is in public domain now. The rights went into public domain, and so somebody is making a horror film where Winnie the Pooh and Piglet become murderous after Christopher Robin leaves them to go to college. So they go out to seek bloody revenge. It's called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. It's in post-production now. It'll be coming our way at some point. Nobody famous in it. This is a low-budget horror movie.
If people could see the glee on your face.
Who would not want to see that?
Right, of course. Sure,
right?
I gotcha. All right, finally, Fast and Furious. Anything good that happens to them is fine with me. What's next?
Rita Moreno has signed on to play Vin Diesel's grandmother in the film. So a screen legend now coming to the Fast family.
Grandmother. That makes me old enough to be a great-grandmother.
I'd be more interested if she was playing his love interest. That would have been an interesting twist. But okay, playing his grandmother,
well,
I get
yeah,
it.
They're not that. They're only about 20 years apart. Well, but they're decades apart in maturity-wise, and we'll just leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. You can follow him at IslSeat on Twitter or IslSeat.com before you watch something on Netflix or streaming, Apple Plus, Freevee, or whatever it happens to be, go to IslSeat.com. Make sure you're not going to be wasting your time.